Today we're going to learn Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph of Meseches Chagigo. We are holding on the top of Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. So it says in Mar of Reish Lakish Amar that it says in the Torah regarding Chag HaShvuos v'Chag HaKotzir. So Ezu Chag Shata Chogeg v'Kotzer Bo. What Chag is called a Chag and still you're allowed to do the Malacha of Kotzer? Havyomer Zeh Atzeres. That must be a reference to Shavuos. So Emas, which time during Shavuos is that are you allowed to do Malacha? Ilem B'Yom Tov, if we're talking about on Yom Tov itself, Ketzir B'Yom Tov Mishari? Certainly not. You're not allowed to do Ketzir on Yom Tov. Elola Avu Tashlumin. So it must be that the Pasuk is telling us that you could do Tashlumin for the Karbonos of Shavuos after the Yom Tov is already over, and those days are called Chag HaKotzir. They're called Chag because you could still bring the Karbon Chagiga, and they're called Katzir because you're allowed to do the Malacha of Ketzira during that time. So now says Gemara, Amr Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan says to Reish Lakish, Ela Me'ata, according to you, that you're explaining the phrase Chag HaKotzir as a Chag when you are allowed to do Ketzira, so how do you explain the rest of the Pasuk? Chag HaAsif. The Pasuk goes on to say Chag HaAsif. You're going to have to say the same thing. Eze hu chag shiesh bo asifa. When do you have a chag where you're allowed to gather in the fruits and the produce from the field into your house? Haviomer ze chag hasukos. That must be referring to Sukkos. But Emas, when can you do that on Sukkos? When are you allowed to gather things into your house on Sukkos? Ilim b'yom tov, if so man yom tov itself, malacha b'yom tov mishari, are you allowed to do malacha of gathering in peiros on yom tov? Ela b'chol shamoit. So it must be talking about chol shamoit. Well, chol shamoit mishari, is that permissible? Permissible on Chol HaMoed to do Malacha? You're not allowed to do Malacha on Chol HaMoed either. Ela Chag HaBab is man Asifa. No, Chag HaAsif doesn't mean a Chag when you are allowed to do Asifa. It means a Chag that comes during the season of the year when typically people gather in their grains. So Achinami Chag HaBab is man Ketzira, and therefore Chag HaKotzir does not mean a Chag during which you're allowed to do Ketzira. Rather, it means a Chag that comes at the time of the year where people typically do Ketzira. So the Gemara is medayik michlal from the shakla v'tarya between Rabbi Yochanan and Shlakish. It seems the travayus sviru luduchol shomal gaser basias malacha, that they both agree to the premise that you're not allowed to do malacha on chol hamoed. Because Reish Lakish did not respond to Rabbi Yochanan that no, Chag HaAsif is referring to Sukkos and it's talking about Chol HaMoed because you're allowed to do it. He accepted Rabbi Yochanan's premise that you're not allowed to do Malacha on Chol HaMoed. So says Mar Minani Mili, how do I know this din that one is not permitted to do Malacha on Chol HaMoed? The Tan Rabbanan. So the Brisa teaches based on the Pasuk in the Torah. As Chag HaMatzos Tishmor Shivas Yomim. Whenever it says Tishmor, it's a Los Asay. Limid Al Chol HaMoed Sha'asr Basiyas Malacha. That tells us that you're not allowed to do malacha on Chol HaMoed, that it's an iser lo saseh to do malacha on Chol HaMoed. That's what Tishmor means, to be shomer from malacha. Div Rabbi Yoshia, Rabbi Yonasan Omer, Eino Tzarech. I don't need to learn it from that pasuk. I could darshan it from Kal V'chomer. Umar Rishon Hashvi Shein Kedusha Lefnein Lachrein. Asur Basias Malacha. If the first day and the last day of Yom Tov, where there's no Kedusha that precedes it and follows it, meaning the first day is followed by Kedusha but is not preceded by Kedusha, the last day is preceded by Kedusha but not followed by Kedusha, which is both preceded and followed by Kedusha, all the more so, should be even stricter and should be Asur Basias Malacha. So, and if you're going to ask on that Kal V'chomer, Sheshes Yimei Bereshis Yochichu, we should be able to bring a raya from the 6 days of the week where there's no Kedusha before and after the day that causes the Yisr Malacha, Sheyesh Kedusha Lefnein Alachrayen, and all the days of the week do have Kedusha of Shabbos both before it and after it, Umatarim Basias Malacha, and yet you're allowed to do Malacha on those days. So don't tell me that every day that's both preceded and followed by by a day of Kedusha has an Isra Malacha, because then the whole week you wouldn't be allowed to do Malacha. Says Merno, Mala Sheshes Mei Bereshis Shein Ben Karban Musaf. Yeah, Sheshes Mei Bereshis isn't even in the running to have an Isra Malacha, because there's no Karban Musaf on Sheshes Mei Bereshis. Tomer B'chol HaShemloid Shesh B'Karban Musaf. The fact that Chol HaMoed has a Karban Musaf puts it in the running, and then once it's in the conversation, the fact that it's preceded by and followed with a day of Kedusha is what lets us know that it's also Asur Basias Malacha. Says Merno, Rosh Chodesh also. has a carbon musaf, and it's not aser b'malacha, sheyesh bo carbon musaf motzer ba'asi aser malacha, and if that's the case, Chol HaMoed is in the same boat as Rosh Chodesh. So mal Rosh Chodesh ain't kari mikra kodesh. No, Rosh Chodesh is different, because Rosh Chodesh is never called mikra kodesh, and that's why it's not aser b'malacha. Tomer b'chol Chol HaMoed, shekari mikra kodesh, hol v'kari mikra kodesh, dinu shaser ba'asi aser malacha. Chol HaMoed is aser ba'asi aser malacha, because it's called mikra kodesh. So main point number one is that Chag HaKatzir and Chag HaAsif does not teach us that you actually do Ktzira and Asifa on those days, on those Yom Tovim, but rather that they come during the seasons of Ktzira and Asifa. And then next, we have different makoros for the Isser Malacha on Chol HaMoed. We're in fact, I think, going to have five different makoros for the Isser Malacha on Chol HaMoed. So far we had two, I think. Right, we had the pasuk of Eschag Hamatzos Tishmar, and we had secondly Rabbi Yonason's Kal V'chomer that Rishon Shvi'i, which do not have kedusha lefanav le'achra v'rasur b'malacha, so certainly that which does. So now we're going to go on to Tanya Idach, a third possible source for the Yisur Malacha Chol HaMoed. Pasuk says Kol Melech Savoda Lo Sa'asu. It's talking about on Sukkis, and right after that it says Shuvas Yom Takrivu Isha. So from that smich of the pasuk Ridarshin Limir al Chol HaMoed Sha'asur Be'Asiyas Malacha Devar Biyosei Aglili, that it's Asur Du Malacha on Chol HaMoed. Rabbi Kiva Omer Eino Tzarech, I don't need that smichus apsukim. Arayu Omer Eile Moadei Hashem, it says Be'Chag HaSukkos Eile Moadei Hashem Ba'Me'a Kosa Medaber Im Berishon. So when is the pasuk talking about that you're not allowed to do Malacha? If it's talking about it on the first day of Yantav Harei Kvar Ne'emar Shabbason, it already says Biyom HaRishon Shabbason. And Im Be'Shvi, and if it's talking about the seventh day Harei Kvar Ne'emar Shabbason, it says Shabbason with regard to the seventh day as well. Ha ena kos medaber ela bechol shel moed lelamed chashas b'siyas malacha. Must be talking about chol moed to teach me that it's also b'siyas malacha. Tan yidach and another brisa. It says by chag pesach sheish as yamim tochel matzos uvayom ashvi atzeres la hashem, and the pasuk continues alakach lo sasam malacha. So we compare the 6 days to the seventh day. Mashvi otzur, just like on the seventh day you can't do malacha. Av sheish as yam, so to all 6 days that precede the seventh day of pesach. Atzurin, you must refrain from malacha. Frekta Gemara, imashvi atzur bekal malacha. Av sheshes yam matzurin bekal malacha. Well, the other six, the seventh day, you're not allowed to do any malacha. So on all 6 days, you shouldn't be allowed to do any malacha. Tamalom or viyomashvi atzeres. That's why it says that yomashvi is the exception. It's distinguished from the other days to tell me that it's not the same isur malacha that you have on the other days. Hashvi. In that, the seventh day, you're not allowed to do any malacha, whereas on Chol HaMoed, there are the preceding 6 days, there are certain malachos that you're allowed to do. How do I know which ones you're allowed to do, which ones you're not allowed to do? Halom Masar Nakasav El Lechachamim Lomer Lecha Eze Yom Aser VeEze Yom Muter Ezo Malacha Asura VeEzo Malacha Muteres. That it's up to the Chacham to determine to you, based on Kiddush HaChodesh, which days are going to be holy days, and also which malachos are Muter and Aser on Chol HaMoed. Fine, so those are our five sources for the Yisur Malacha on Chol HaMoed. Now, the Mishnah had said, Umutarin behesped v'taynish l'olkayim is divrei omer netzeres achar Shabbos. That on the day of Tavoach, the day that you're going to shecht the korban that you couldn't bring earlier, which follows Shabbos, you're allowed to do hesped and taynish in order to make sure that the tzedukin don't think that they've won the argument that Shavuos has to be on a Sunday. So we make it clear that it is not Shavuos on the Sunday, even though we're bringing the carbon for Shavuos by making sure that we still do Hespin and Tainus. Vatanya, and the Gemara asked, but wait, we have a Brisa, Maisa Umes Alaksa Belud. One time a certain Chacham died in Lud, Vinich Nichnusu Klal Yisrael Lesofto, and all of the Jewish people came to be Maspid him, Veloi Nicham, Rabbi Tarfon didn't allow it, Meshe Yom Tov Shalat Zeresoya, because it was Yom Tov of Atzeres. Yom Tov Salkadaitach. Whoa, it was Yom Tov? Ibi Yom Tov Mikasu. Who in the world would come to try to be Masvidim on Yom Tov? Ela Ema Bnei Sheyom Tavoachaya. It must be that it was the day that they were shechting the carbon of Shavuos, and they thought that they were allowed to give Hespedim, and Rabbi Tarfon wouldn't allow it, because he held the Yom Tavoach as Asuba Hespid. So it's a kasha on Rabbi Tarfon from our Mishnah, because our Mishnah said that Yom Tavoach is Mutter Behespid in order to be Motzi Milibam Shel Tzedukim. Says Marlo Kasha. It's not a stira. Kan biyom tov shchalios achar Shabbos. Kan biyom tov shchalios b'Shabbos. That the brisa that quotes Rabbi Tarfon that you're not allowed to give a hesped is talking about when yom tov falls out after Shabbos. So the yom tovoach, if you were unable to bring on Yom Tov, is not going to be on a Sunday. So it's going to be on some other day of the week, so there's no risk of the Tzedukim thinking that they've won the argument. Whereas Yom Tov that falls out on Shabbos, where the Yom Tovoach is therefore going to be on a Sunday, we run the risk of the Tzedukim feeling that they've won the argument. So final main point over here, the Yom Tovoach, if the Yom Tovoach is Chal on Sunday, you're allowed to give Hespedim and you're allowed to fast. If it falls on any other day of the week, it is Aser Behesped and Aser Betainis. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with the Mishnah on the top of Yud Ches Amud Beis.